And jobs are part of the subject matter Roby Brock examines in his weekly review of the previous week's news for Arkansas.
An unfavorable tax ruling dropped Entergy Corporation's net income by 55%. The New Orleans-based electric utility company said it would cut nearly 800 jobs across its multi-state footprint. Nearly 165 jobs will be shed in Arkansas, where Entergy is the state's largest electric utility provider. The company employs approximately 2,700 workers across the state. Entergy Arkansas President Hugh McDonald said no frontline workers in the field would lose their jobs, but he expects a call center to close in Little Rock by the middle of 2014. Murphy Oil, which is poised to spin off its retail and refinery operations, posted higher second quarter net income compared to 1 year ago. The El Dorado-based oil and gas company recorded earnings of $402 million compared to $295 million 1 year ago. Revenues climbed higher to $7.2 billion. A contributing factor to the boost in income was an after-tax gain of $72 million from the sale of two oil fields during the just-completed quarter. Axiom Corporation saw revenues slide and earnings hold close to unchanged as company leaders disclosed a string of lost business and efforts to turn around what leaders called bad luck. The Little Rock-based data marketer and management company reported first quarter earnings of $13.1 million compared to $13.3 million 1 year ago. Revenues dipped from $271.6 million in last year's first quarter to $266.1 million in the most recent period. Metropolitan National Bank cleared a $1.3 million second quarter profit, a big improvement from its $423,000 net loss 1 year ago. It's also the third consecutive quarter that Metropolitan's posted a profit. The Little Rock-based privately held financial institution is undergoing a somewhat convoluted ownership change in the wake of former major shareholder Doyle Rogers' death and a regulatory consent order to shore up its capital ratios. For the first 6 months of this year, Metropolitan's total net income was almost $2 million. KATV and All Britain stations are selling to Sinclair Broadcast Group. Sinclair has entered into a definitive agreement to purchase the stock of the holding company that owns Little Rock's KATV Channel 7 and other All Britain TV stations for $985 million. Following the trend of other successful local business incubators across the state, downtown North Little Rock will be the new home to the latest entrepreneurial hub, the Argenta Innovation Center. The center, which has raised close to half of its $2.5 million goal from private sources, will be the first phase of the Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub, which will house three interconnected ventures that will work together to provide education, training, prototyping, and startup and entrepreneurial opportunities. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Roby Brock covers Arkansas's business and political news at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at mitchellwilliamslaw.com.